In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I want to tell you my three rules of ministry, and really there are three rules of life in general. If you don't think that you are a minister, well, you're wrong. Everyone is. Because we are all called to witness about the faith. We're all called to love our brother. We're all called to obey God when God puts someone in our path. So we're all ministers. I've learned these, especially through prison ministry, because I'll tell you honestly, a lot of times things are real busy. I'm tooling down the highway, driving 180 miles in the early morning, and I have no idea what I'm going to do when I get there. But somehow stuff happens, and I'm there, and that's important. So that's where the first rule comes up. Just show up. That's the first rule of ministry. That's the first rule of life. Well, I mean, of course, we say we should love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. But I'm saying in practical application, you apply the commandments by just showing up. God doesn't need your talents. He doesn't need your wisdom. He doesn't need your abilities. He doesn't need your organizational skills. He wants you to give your heart to others. Just show up. There's a quote, and different percentages are given, and I have no idea who the author is, but it's a great one. And the way I say it is 90% of life is just showing up. And that's important. So if you just show up for something, to show concern for someone in the hospital, or that is having a tough time, or that you just say hello to a person who's on the street, you don't do anything particularly spectacular, but you showed up. And you just did 90% of the gospel right there, just by showing up. Be tenacious about showing up. Apply this also to other things, such as fasting, the services per the gospels. The fact is that we don't make a lot of progress sometimes. And we, being foolish human beings, we see that, well, you know, I fast and I'm not a good guy, so I guess the fasting's not helping me. Or I read the Gospels and I don't understand them, so I stop reading the Gospels. Well, if you apply this principle, I'm going to show up. I'm going to read the Gospels. I'm going to tell you something. You'll start to understand them. And if you fast, even though you don't really become a better person, and maybe you get real frustrated with fasting, things are going to change in you if you just show up. Now, this is not an excuse to be lazy. And I wouldn't recommend the way I do prison ministry sometimes, not so often anymore, but by just rolling down the highway and having no idea what I'm going to talk about with a Bible in my hand. But don't be lazy. Don't refuse to plan. Don't refuse to organize. But the most important thing is show up. And if you apply this in your life, if it's really important to you, you will find this application a dozen times in a day. At least a dozen times in a day. In my mind, I'm kind of thinking, I just got to show up. And that's the number one rule of ministry. Number one rule of life. And then the other one is, here am I. Basically, the Samuel method of ministry. God says, Samuel. And Samuel says, here am I. Samuel has no idea what the Lord wants, but the Lord called him, so he said, here am I. With the idea that I'm ready to hear whatever you have to say, and I'm going to do it. With no preconceptions, with no plans, just here am I. Now, a corollary to this idea is that I call it the cross your path method of ministry. If something crosses your path, you're supposed to do something about it. Whether it's a person, whether it's a problem, whether it's some circumstance, if it crosses your path, you got to do something. That doesn't mean that you have to solve the problem. Doesn't mean that you have to apply all of your incredible intellect to the problem. It might mean just that you have to pray about the problem. It might mean that you just have to make yourself available on some level to whoever's involved in the problem. That's the cross your path method of ministry, which is very closely aligned to the Samuel method of ministry, which is here am I. God calls you and you do it. Plans come later. For now, when God calls, you just say, here am I. Whatever God wants you to do. If God wants you to sweep the floor, then you sweep the floor, and you know what? You've obeyed God. If God wants you to say some wise word, then you're going to have a wise word to say. Whatever it is. Now, the last method of ministry is actually the first. And I put it the last sort of for a metaphorical reason. And that is because it's the one that I'm most terrible at. It's the one that all of us are most terrible at. And that is, we should pray. Prayer should be the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything we do. But it's not. But when it is, there's power in the things we do. Now, I've learned gradually to be more organized in my prayer. And the most important prayer is not morning and evening prayers, not even the Psalter, which I love dearly. The most important prayer is your praying with as much concentration and as much zeal as possible, and desire with God, desiring that God would help you and that you are praying for others. So really, the Jesus Prayer is the most effective for that. And it's the hardest. It's the hardest thing that I do every single day. It's really hard to do. Because thoughts come in, and you have to really kind of force yourself to do it. What I find is that I wake up in the morning now, sort of like anxious. I've got to start praying this morning now, before anything else happens. Because if I don't, maybe the day will go on and it'll get away from me, and by the time it's 11 o'clock at night and I'm exhausted, I'll try to pray and I'll fall asleep. It's really important to pray. Now, all of prayer is important, but here I'm speaking specifically of your loved ones, your parish priest like me, your family, people that cross your path. You must pray for them. If you just have activity regarding people that need you, you're cheating them. Now, I've done that before. I've cheated people because I've had lots of activity related to them with goodwill, with love, but not with enough prayer. The most important thing is to pray for them. Make it your life's work that every day you will not neglect to pray for your loved ones, for your family, for others that cross your path, with fervor, with devotion. I would recommend you get your chotki, your komboskini, your prayer rope, and you pray a certain number of prayers for each person. Some people say, oh, I don't like the prayer rope in my hand and everything. All right, then just find some other way of counting, if it were, as it were, maybe every minute. Or do something. And pray, if you just say, Lord, have mercy upon John, okay, if you're a seer of mysteries and your prayer is like fire, that's plenty. But you're not a seer of mysteries and your prayer is not like fire, so you got to do a little more than that. So pray the Jesus Prayer with some sort of organization. I pray for everyone in the flock every day, except the days that maybe I've missed, but they're not too many anymore. So the three methods of ministry in the proper order would be pray. Pray for those you love. Pray for those you don't love, if there are any of those people. Pray for people you have trouble with. Pray for people who cross your path. Pray for the persecuted. We do it every single service, twice in every single service. And you should pray for the persecuted too. And not forget those that are in prison, those that are being tortured and being harassed and killed. So that's number one, pray. You don't pray enough, I guarantee you. None of us do. Number two, show up. Just show up. Be tenacious about this. Don't compromise about this. When you feel the tug on your ear from God, you gotta go and you gotta go show up, whatever it is. You don't have to be brilliant. You just have to show up. And number three is, here am I. You got to learn to listen to hear God. Because God is that little still voice that sounds like the rustling of leaves when Elias was in the cave. You can't hear God unless you are quiet. If you pray and read the Gospels prayerfully, read the Psalter prayerfully, have time where you're actually quiet, physically quiet, then you'll hear the Word of God. And you'll just know. I can tell you now, even though I'm a terrible sinner, I've now been a priest almost 25 years. Next year will be 25th anniversary. And I can't say that I've done much at all. But I have learned to hear when God tells me to do something. And I'll tell you, I don't say that I hear God's voice, but I'll tell you what. When I know God tells me to do something, there's just zero doubt that I got to do it. Now, it should be like that for everything. Holy people, it's like that for everything. For us, maybe a few times we really hear God's voice, but we should be hearing it all the time. And then when we hear it, here's our answer. Here am I. Not that, oh, you must have called me because I'm a good preacher, or you must have called me because I'm really good at consoling people, or you must have called me because I have money to give to a situation. No, just here am I. So you pray, you just show up, and when God calls, you say, here am I. Those are the three rules of ministry that I've learned in my weak priestly ministry. May God help us.